Will he or won't he? Only David Letterman knows for sure. Since last week, media reports have speculated on whether David Letterman will take his CBS Late Show to ABC. Young television viewers apparently are at the heart of ABC's efforts to persuade Letterman to take the time slot now occupied by the news magazine Nightline. Letterman's show has what advertisers are looking for, a young audience. It doesn't have that many more viewers than Nightline, but Nightline's viewers are older. Joining me now is Scott Leonard, president of ADD Marketing and Advertising. Good morning.
How are you?
Fine. You are an expert on these very people, the young viewers. Who exactly are they, and why are they so attractive to advertisers?
Well, I think they're youth culture, 18 to 34. They're attractive because over time their disposable income has only increased in size and power. And they're not locked into large monthly payments, such as most older adults. And they have more of their disposable income to spend. They start trends, and they spend their money pretty freely.
But baby boomers would seem to be, at the peak of their earning power and have a lot of money to spend, too.
It's not that they don't spend money. I mean, they do, but they're a little more conservative. They spend more of their money in retirement and savings goals, and they still have a lot of monthly payments that they're locked into. They don't change their brand loyalty as quickly. They don't change their spending habits as freely.
Does this come down at all to what these sort of two age groups buy?
To some extent, I think so. But, you know, this younger age group, you know, they influence their own purchase decisions, of course, but they also influence the purchase decisions of their parents and the older people around them. I mean, it's some stuff as simple as snack foods, as complex as new technologies, and certainly as expensive as cars.
So those are some of the items that you're talking about. In other words, it goes across the board.
Sure.
Isn't it risky, though, for networks, but advertisers to run after young viewers who might actually be fickle consumers?
I don't think it's as risky for the networks. I think the question is it risky for the marketers? Because if they attract these consumers tomorrow, will they be with them the next day after that?
Is it?
It depends on the product. I mean, you know, certainly new technologies, things like a Palm Pilot, these kids are easier to switch. I mean, they want the latest and the greatest, so they'll switch to newer technologies. It's a great place for somebody like that to start. With trend items like, a Razor scooter or something like that, I mean, if you've got something that's hot, it's a great audience to go after. And, even if you're starting a category, I mean, you know, the snowboard is a great example. I mean, it revitalized the entire winter sports industry.
Nightline host Ted Koppel has launched a public defense of his program, and the whole controversy has splintered ABC's news division. What's your opinion? Younger audience, is it worth all that trouble?
I think so. I mean, I think that to some extent, you know, Nightline may not be as relevant, especially to this audience, as it was once in the past.
Scott Leonard is president of ADD Marketing and Advertising. Thanks very much.
Thank you.